Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Hello,
We're so excited to be here. Oh my goodness. Now, this is a pre-recorded show because our special guest, QHHT Level 3 practitioner, she's brand new,
that's right.
guys, is here from another world beyond us. So we
Place
have to
far,
do
far
this.
away.
What was that, Tracy?
She's in a place far, far away from us.
Far, far away, yes. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. Anyway, to continue on with our QHHT Level 3 series, we're so excited to welcome our very special, one of our brand new Level 3 practitioners, Erica Williamson. Yay!
Thank you,
So,
guys. Such an honor to be here and good to see you in person.
Wonderful.
You
And
too.
I got to have the pleasure of being the instructor for Erica's level three. So I have lots of really wonderful secrets to tell everyone about it. So yeah. So, but yeah, Erica was one of the most, what would I like to say about that? I haven't done a lot of the level three classes yet, but she passed it. Like she's got your mom down. And it was such a really neat experience. And it was so fun to go through that course with her. And I think you were going last, if I remember right. And so we were having all of these things that we were going over with the others in the class. And then you would go and you guys were like, now when you find something in the video, could you just pause it and then talk to us about it? And then her video goes. It's like, oh, there's nowhere to pause it. So
No,
I just
I was quite
wanted,
surprised.
I just, yeah, you were like the surprise on your face when I called you to let you know that you passed. That was fun because you were a little surprised at that. But, you know, you really studied well and you really understood the material and you put it into place. You did an amazing job. So,
Well, there's something I'd like to say about that because some people are like, gosh, why her? Why did that happen? That doesn't make sense and why it doesn't seem fair. And what I have noticed about the level three courses, the classes, is because it's really about working on you is what I have found. You know, it's like we've been doing all the honing and all the things from level two, and then we get to level three. And now it's like, it's about you. And so what I have found is either you do the work before the course starts, you do it during it, or you'll do it later, but it has to be done. There is work that has to be done. And those that come in and it goes, well, you just did your work before. That's all. You did it ahead of time. So, but nobody gets out of doing the work.
No.
And no shortcuts around that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Erica, tell everyone where you're from.
Yes.
Yes, sorry, a little bit quiet here in the dark corner. So yeah, my name is Erica. I'm from Cape Town, South Africa. My background, you know, actually has nothing to do with this kind of 5D work that we're talking about now. I don't know if should I go into my background or my kind of life story, right?
I love
Okay.
it.
Yeah, we want to
you
hear
know,
your
my
journey.
yes. Okay, fabulous. Yeah, so you know, I studied more in the sciences and the arts. I studied architecture here in South Africa. I ended up doing my honors here. I got a scholarship to do my master's actually in South Korea in architecture, which, you know, took me away from South Africa. Ended up doing my thesis in deconstruction and Taoism in architecture. I ended up designing a war memorial for the South African soldiers that died in the Korean War. So I ended up studying Taoism actually in Korea for 2 years to apply those principles to designing a building. So, you know, there was always this like very physical, temporal aspect to me and my work, but also like a spiritual 5D, you know, metaphysical aspect to my work. It's always like this being this divine dichotomy between the two. I ended up coming back to South Africa and practicing architecture. But while I was here, you know, I always felt like something is missing, you know, when you're doing this like incredible 3D work, building buildings. I mean, what is more 3D than that? Building foundations, you
Exactly.
know,
What
building
is
the
more
building
3D?
itself, like nothing. So then I thought, you know, there was like a spiritual lacking or spiritual longing. There was always something missing. But just to back up a bit, 2001, I think my spiritual awakening started around there with Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you guys have read The New Earth by Eckhart Tolle.
No, I
Yeah,
hadn't
I
read
think
that
that guy
one. I
must
read
be
The
like,
Power of Now, but I hadn't read The
yes.
New Earth.
Yes. Try that one. So I think, I mean, hats off to Eckhart. I mean, he's probably caused the most awakenings on this planet, of many spiritual teachers. Anyway, so then after reading his book, I got into Brian Weiss, Michael Newton's work, which you're probably familiar with as well. Brian Weiss being very much into past lives, and then Michael Newton, life between lives. And I was like, this is just incredibly profound. Like, what is more interesting than this? Like, nothing. And deep down, I knew like this was like true. Like, when you know information, you hear information for the first time, but you've like deep down, you've just known it. And then, of course, graduated to Dolores Cannon's work, which this kind of concept of the higher self in hypnosis came through, and I was just like mind blown. And yes, so of course, read a couple of her books, started like binge watching her on YouTube, and was like, okay, well, that's it. Like, maybe my life is just about reading books and being like a scholar of this like spiritual realm. But then this like old lady with the perm like kept on like following me around. Wherever I was like, where, she was like always on the side of my feed, like wherever I was going, she was like there to me. And then in 2019, there was like a Black Friday special for the level one, and I just on a whim, like just I purchased that, did the level one online, of course, did it very quickly, and then had no problem getting 25 people to come and see me, to get the actual accreditation, and then like literally, it's just been like the floodgates have opened. I did not stop seeing people until now. Like, it's just, I've seen people from every single continent all over the world, from this continent all over, from this country all over. So a year after that, I did level two online. And then 2 years after that, I did level three with Tracy, which was the end of last year. So everything has been like a 1 year kind of increment in getting accreditation. And like I said to Tracy, I see the level three as continuing professional development. We do that in our other fields. We have to continually work on ourselves to make sure we improve, keep up with the current standards, the current philosophy of the time. So that's what I saw it. I was one of the lucky ones, as Tracy said. I thought it would take 6 to 8 months, like years, whatever. I was ready for that. Actually, I was like already planning my next session. My next session, I would submit to her. But luckily, the first session was seemed to have been good enough. So
Yeah,
yeah, the rest is
sorry to
history, as they
disappoint you
say.
with that, right? That's so
No.
disappointing.
No, but it was a welcome disappointment. So yeah, but so yeah, that's my story. I'm sorry if I speak a little bit fast. Just let me know if I'm wrapping
No,
things out too fast
no
for people.
problem. Okay, for our viewers, we have to explain the situation. You're in a room of candles. So what's going on there?
Yeah, so as you can see, the candles are still high. During our tr my training with Tracy, they were like little stubs. I ended up sitting in the dark. So in our country, in South Africa, we have about half the day we have no electricity for various reasons having to do with government not being able to maintain and keep and build new infrastructure for the growing crowd, or residents of the country. So we have literally 12 hours of the day no electricity. But we all like are stepping up. We're getting what do you call it, solar panels and getting inverters, and we're actually slowly becoming less dependent on the government, going off grid. So we're kind of ahead
Oh,
of the
nice.
rest, if you want to see it in a positive light. Yeah, but I still need to get with the rhythm on the upgrades.
Oh my goodness. Well, I was in, so where in South Africa are you?
I'm in Cape Town.
Okay, I don't know. I was in Johannesburg and Cape Town. Cape Town?
Yeah, that's where she's
Cape
from.
Town, yeah, on the west coast. Yeah, that's where I'm from. Yeah. So
Okay.
you've been here.
Yes, but so when did the power thing start? I mean, when did they start doing that? Because I don't remember that being happening when I was there.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's been for the last about 6 years, but they've ramped it up in the last 6 months. Like, we had almost nothing about a year ago. Now it's just like the end of the world. Everything's coming down. Like, yeah. So they're really, we are under a lot of pressure. Just emotionally, physically, yeah, with this whole situation. So the countries, yeah,
But that's also
it's an
kind of
interesting
what
time
can
in South Africa.
push you. Yeah, it pushes you to find the alternative solutions. So even though it's like,
Exactly.
oh, why would they? That's just, what's the point? But then also, those are the things that push us to get to the next level. We're talking spiritually and also in our material world. It's like, okay, well, they're going to take this away so that we will create something better.
No, but it's like you said, Tracy, like the old system needs to collapse in order for the new one to start. It's collapsing. We're in parallel starting the new system and the new world and the new earth. So it's all happening.
Yes, it is. You know, on one hand, I'd be like, when's it going to be here? When's it going to be here? I want to see it and everything. And they don't, like you're saying, it's that things have to collapse before the new things start. And I think there's not always remembering that part. And it's like it may get uncomfortable. It might be some things that are a little scary, you know. So, but no, this is where it's going.
I think that's probably the big picture, right? Is we have to remember that the things that we're so comfortable with right now have to go away for us to bring something new in, and that is what's creating that new energy for us. So here we are in a living example of that with Erica and her candlelit evening.
What
So
I'm
how
getting really strongly is it's something about the building of the people through this. And like you, yeah, I think you were touching on it there, Erica, when you were, it's like, we're going through this. This is what's happening. It's, I get this feeling of building a people that trust, building a people that trust in themselves. 'Cause it's like you said, it's breaking this off from the powers that took care of you and all these bodies that, you know, do everything. And it's now, hey, we can do this ourselves. And I think that's a huge message for people all over the world. It's just trust yourself. You can do
Because
this.
no one's coming to save you. We
No
know our
one's,
government's
no,
not coming to save us.
exactly.
We have to save ourselves. Thus, we need to build this alternate system, which we keep on complaining about not happening because we're not building it. If we're too comfortable, we don't change. That's how the human race works. It has to almost be catastrophe, calamity in order for us to change, which is unfortunate, but unfortunately the reality right now.
I'm going to take the nobody's coming to save us to another level too, because how many times do we hear, why haven't they come down, these aliens, ETs, these extraterrestrials, why haven't they come down to help us? They think we're a planet of free will and non-interference. So when we invite them in to help guide us, they can do that, but they're not going to come. We got to fix this mess, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what we, like you said, we're probably hearing that. You're probably getting that in your sessions. I know that I've been hearing it for a long time. It's like, we're not coming to save you, but there's a whole movement out there. Oh, they're coming to get us. No.
No,
No, they can't. It won't happen.
that's
We
not the way
save
it works.
ourselves. We are the ones we're looking for.
Yes, exactly. So beautiful. So did we ask you to come up with some of your favorite sessions to share? Do you have
Yeah,
some?
no, I have written down a couple of them. If I will just proceed with them then. Okay, so the I don't, not sure, I'm just checking the time. Okay, so my one of my favorite sessions happened when, of course, everything happens in the beginning when you have like no experience, right? That's when all the like massive like crazy sessions are thrown at you. So I mean, because they gotta throw you in the deep end because that's the only way to learn is to do, right? So it's actually number three, video number three on my YouTube channel called QHHT Cape Town. It's called the Walk In From Mars. So the individual starts out, or the client starts out in a life parallel, or it was a past life, but she was a walk in Moldek Mars. You know, when Moldek self-destructed, they actually destructed themselves. And this angel, I believe it was the ancient builder race who came to the earth and basically learned, taught the people here about their spiritual evolution, spiritual. So it was this kind of like giant race that came down. Anyways, very short snippet of her in this like past life as this little boy in Moldek, and that's done. So I go into the next life, and suddenly this voice chips in and says, "Please initiate keyword." And I'm like, "The body needs adjusting." I'm like, "What keyword? I didn't even. I didn't. I'm. Am I not supposed to be the one who's instigating keywords? Please initiate keyword. Keyword is snowflake. The body needs adjusting." So I'm like, "Okay, snowflake." So the client gets up and goes to the bathroom. She doesn't remember anything. Goes to the bathroom. Obviously, the vessel needed adjusted, needed to go to the bathroom. She comes back. They come in again. Please initiate keyword snowflake. And it turns out that the snowflake is like sacred geometry to her in some kind of parallel life. It's a representative visual of one person is a stripe, like a white stripe, and a second person is another stripe, and it crisscrosses and forms this kind of like net, you know, like a
Like a
snowflake basically does from
tapestry,
above. So it's
like a
yes, like a
tapestry.
tapestry. Yes, like it was an analogy of that to show that from a larger perspective, we are all whole, we are all one. And this basically induced trance in her. And they basically said, "We have all the answers you need. Please use this keyword." So throughout the session, in order to help her ego or her kind of temporal self recede, they would say, "Please initiate keyword." I would say snowflake, and they would say, "The alignment, the body is aligned," or something like that. So that was quite interesting that was instigated. But also another, so she ended up healing her heart valve. She had scar tissue because she had a moment of forgetfulness. So she healed her heart, but also she was able to provide healing for her cat. She was asking about the cat. She was able to connect with the cat's higher self. But they first asked me to switch. There was an electrical circuit off in the room. There was a lamp. So I had to switch the circuitry off so that they could make contact cat, which was in another, like, in another area of Cape Town. And they ended up providing information as to why the cat didn't want to warm up. The cat suddenly became retracted from the relationship because the cat was somehow abused or neglected while it was getting neutered. So it was just interesting to me that one could, have healing for the individual, but then also for a cat, which was quite interesting. And then just the snowflake thing that came in. And I ended up working with her so many times afterwards, and we just used that snowflake, and it just take her straight there. And I did not have to instigate that at the end. She did it automatically. So I thought that was quite an
Right.
interesting
Now, did you find out
a phenomenon. I don't know
who
if you
was,
guys
I'm
had
sorry,
that.
when they were saying that the voice just came in, were you able to ask any more about that? Like, was that the higher self? What was that that was coming in and saying that? Okay.
So for me, I'm quite specific about whenever something comes up, I'm like, who am I talking to right now? I need to know who it is. If it's not the higher self, then we need to switch to the higher self or close the session. So I'm quite specific about that. And they did say it was the higher self. That was in the way in the first session already. So yeah, quite a very nice pure connection there.
Very
So
cool.
that I think was one of the most interesting.
Well, and what
I
a way
mean,
to start. I mean, that probably told you right then, I'm on to something. There's something big here. This is
yes, definitely. And this client used to go into dissociative seizures, and when she came to see me, we did the Q&A, and she basically bought this whole like notebook of like drawings, like in freaking incredible drawings of when she was in having these seizures. She would just start drawing. She has no recollection of it. So she had all this like sacred geometry and these like astrological symbols and like chakra systems, and she had no knowledge of the stuff. So just like paging through this notebook, and I was like, okay, this is going to be a special session, like
Right.
something's brewing. Yeah, so that was
Yes.
like mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. Wow. And okay, so you said that you have a clip of that on your YouTube, and it's
Yes,
the third one. Okay.
it's the third video called "The Walk In from Mars." That life was a walk-in. This life is also, all her life she's ever had have been walk-ins, just
Okay.
little like experiencing. Like a pure new soul coming from source, not having an actual physical experience, just walked in. Yeah,
So
quite
I always
interesting.
have little precursors for this because Erica's got a nice YouTube page that's all set up with a bunch of recordings of sessions. But what I say to people is when you listen to those, remember, if you're having a session of your own, put all that aside. Your session is going to be different from anyone else's session. So don't watch in sessions and then go in and think, I want my session to look like
Right,
this.
yeah, that's
Let
the
that go
expectation.
and have your own session.
Right.
But Erica, your YouTube page is QHHT Cape Town, is that right?
That's all. Yeah, QHHT Cape Town. Yeah,
Okay.
I always tell people, have they don't expect anything to happen or not to happen. And I always find that people that eventually do make it to see me, the ones who have to watch the videos, do watch the videos and have profound sessions. Or if they're not supposed to watch the video, they won't watch the video and come and see me because they should not be influenced by them. So it always works
Yeah.
out perfectly. People who eventually make it
We're back to
to
that
this
trust.
couch behind me. Yeah.
I just love that. See, that is what I like to see. That's that trust. That's that trust in the system, the trust in the higher self, the trust in the universe. I love it.
Yeah, because way in the beginning I started to do this work, the information that came through was, Erica, don't trust, don't doubt trust, don't doubt trust. Because if I doubt myself, if I doubt the client, if I doubt the technique, I can't be successful. I can't be meaningful, do this work in a meaningful way. So it's literally that's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. You got more shares? You got more sessions?
Yes, I've got one or two. I'll be try and be quick. So the next one was, I had a lady
But
from
we're going
America. I
to take
believe
our
she was from
time.
Europe.
You have time. No,
Oh,
you're
yeah,
good. We have
we
time.
still
Okay,
got
sorry.
35 minutes.
Yeah,
You got time.
you are good.
Okay, perfect. I'm just wondering how long my laptop battery is gonna last, but it's got another
Oh,
hour,
okay.
so I'm fine. Okay,
Okay,
so.
that now that's different.
Yeah.
Well,
No, but I have an hour, so
it
it's
will
okay.
be fine.
She's like, she's talking super fast, and we're like, we got time.
Yeah.
We got power. Oh, sorry.
You don't
Yeah.
understand.
You guys don't understand how hot this thing is behind me. Do you see? It's like so. This is a Victorian like candelabra. It's like burning a hole in my back. I'm like
Oh
sweating
my
over here so bad. And I have like all my aromatherapy candles going. And this whole room smells like the inside of a flower. Like I can't even breathe right now. Anyways, I'm here.
eyes are watering and yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Okay, so the next session. So this was a lady who came to see me. She was from, I believe it was New York State of New York. She was yeah for some in Cape Town for some kind of athletic race or something like that. So she ended up having a life as I believe it was a witch. As we understand, a witch is just a medicine woman, a healer, basically, who was just
Right.
ostracized by the community because the community couldn't understand her. So she ended up being thrown. Her body was, she was hung, and then her body was thrown into a lake in, I believe it was also in New York State, yes, in a big lake over there. And she ended up having a lot of guilt and shame because she had to abandon her children. You know, that's how they usually feel, and also resentment towards, it was men who did this to her, so there was a lot of resentment in that sense. So while I'm like closing off that lifetime, I realized that she didn't like ever go to the light after this. This life, she's like an aspect, parallel aspect of her soul is still trapped in this lake. And what's going on in this lake? It came so then, literally, as I'm trying to close this life, this I believe it was a Arcturian parallel self steps forward and just starts talking to me. This is not so at the end, I do make contact with the higher self, ask the questions, but I allow this, you know, Arcturian parallel self to come forward. So then, this parallel self says that in this lake, there a lot of minorities were actually. Bodies were dumped in this lake. So they would be from the colonial times, you know, Native Americans or slaves or whichever almost minority was somehow eradicated or wiped out from that area. So in this like lake, there's like hundreds, almost thousands of souls that the bodies were dumped, but the souls were actually also still stuck together with her soul and at her fragmented soul in this lake as well. So then they basically said that they would come forth and to free these souls from this lake and to take them to the light. So they basically made them all see that this is in the past. You are safe now. You can let go of the resentment. What's over is over. What's done is done. And so that this whole, it wasn't just her soul that went towards the light. It was like this thousands of souls that then went, was were then taken to the light. And they were saying they were just stuck on this kind of wheel of karma, this kind of rotating mass. And what was interesting is before the session, she drew a tarot card because she's a tarot card reader, and she said she drew the judgment card. I don't know if you guys know what the judgment card looks like. Tracy, you do cards as well, right? So it's basically like this, I believe it's Gabriel, one of the angels, who's like calling. So that's, and then in front of the angel, there's a lake with, you know, what do you call it, coffins, and women and children and men, whatever, are rising from these from this freaking lake, okay? So the card that she drew was symbolic of the session of like this high vibrational being calling forth these beings from the lake to let go and to rise up and to rebirth, because the judgment card actually means rebirth. That's all it means. So these souls had to basically not stare forlornly at the door that was closing, but to walk through the new door that was opening towards the next experience, you know, but they were trapped in the current experience because of the vibration, because of the emotion that they were holding on to. So I realized that, you know, QHHD then is a mechanism not just to help one soul, but to help like thousands of souls potentially. And I even see it through my YouTube channel. The people that watch my videos say that they listen to the healings that happen on the clients, and they feel the healings in their own body through the clients. And then also the stories that bring forth the people that watch the videos have similar stories or similar emotional problems, so they can also release through that. So actually, it's like helping like an infinite amount of people. Like it's just like incredible. And I
You know,
thought
you were saying that,
that session was quite profound.
well, and I was getting, because that's not usually what we, you know, what we see or anything like that. It's like you go on and you move on, and then you allow that life to recede and it's settled and everything. But we always talk about residue that comes from past deaths. And it was like, tell me, that's like a new way of looking at residue.
Yeah.
Where it's been brought
Yes.
over, and that's how it's affecting us, and how it's what doesn't get settled.
Yes.
We carried it over with us.
Exactly. Yeah, whichever way you want to see it, if you want to see it as charge or energy or emotion or some kind of vibration that is still stuck in the past, whichever way we want to
Right.
look at it,
Yeah, it needs to be let go, and it belongs in the past.
exactly. Yeah,
It
exactly.
belongs with those other lives, whether past, future, whatever they are, same
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just childhood. A lot of us are still stuck in stories from childhood. People
Exactly.
cannot let go of those stories. And yeah, those are the most relevant. I think the most people that come and see me are going back to childhood. If the soul doesn't really want to look at childhood because it's too scary or there's too much emotion, they might then go into a past life with a similar story that's more easy for them to swallow and to let go of.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite interesting.
Little more separated from it, maybe. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
absolutely.
And then because a lot of times they'll take them to another life, and then sometimes they'll bring them to the current life. So do you see that? Like if they weren't able to handle it yet, now if they do that, then they bring them here, then that is the
Yes.
correlation. It's like if you're not getting it yet, here's the correlation.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, there's just too much emotional charge for some people in the current life, and they literally either snap themselves out of the trance or they will just go into like deep despair and grief. So, and then you can't complete the session almost because they can't compose themselves almost. Yeah, that's been my experience. Yes. Another one which was quite interesting. So these are kind of like the more like potato digging lives, which also has their interest. There is no judgment. We all the information, all the stories are interesting at the end of the day. I love
Well,
listening
they
to them.
all
These are more
have,
like the profound session.
yeah, well, they all have very important information for that person. I mean, it could be one little thing in that very dull life, but that was what if they needed to see.
It's about what's the lesson. Like, it doesn't actually matter what the story is, whether it's in the Pleiades or on Earth or like wherever. It doesn't matter what the story is. It's like, what's the lesson? Let's learn the lesson and move on. That's all that it's
Yes,
about.
exactly. Okay, so.
So the next one I did was that was interesting to me. So it was number two on QHHG Cape Town, was called Mother Daughter Surrogate. So I was called to go to the southernmost tip of South Africa, which is called Agulhas, Le Agulhas. It's literally like a little outcrop on the south of Africa. That's the southernmost tip, which has quite interesting energies. I'll get there later. So I went there and I was doing a session with a mom and a couple of the mom's friends, and sort of the mom was struggling to connect, so with her higher self, struggling to relax. So then she suggests, I asked if there would be someone who might be able to surrogate for her or take, the place. And she suggested her daughter, Natasha Thakwe Ray. I work with her quite a lot now. So ended up doing QHHT on the daughter, and the daughter was a very good candidate for this work. Let's be honest, very, very good channel, was able to connect with the mother's higher self, and able to offer a lot of healing, a lot of like advice, a lot of wisdom, kind of beyond her years. And so that was that session, which was kind of a classic surrogate session. But then about a year afterwards, I was called to go and see her, and I were chatting, and I was called to go and see her again. And this is the next video, which I posted, was just 29, number 29 on QHHT Cape Town, called Le Agulhas, the New Atlantis. So we got this information then about the New Atlantis concept. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, so sounds cool, right?
It does sound
So
cool. I'm ready.
the night before I do the session with her, I'm staying at like a hotel there, and I have this like out of body, like almost like a forced meditation, out of body experience. So I'm seeing like the four corners, north, east, south, west, earth, air, fire, water, like everything is in like fours. And then I see the four going up to form this like crystal pyramid. And I'm like in the middle of the pyramid, and this light is like coming down, and it's like spreading out four directions. And I get this intense hot flush, can't sleep for like hours and hours and hours. I'm like, what the heck is this? I don't know. I'm like dreaming, whatever. So the next day, then I have a session with her, and then her higher self comes forth as four aspects of the self: earth, air, fire, water. Water and air being the most dominant. So whichever question I would ask, there'd be a certain aspect that would step forward to answer the questions, and they refer to themselves as the true self, the higher self, the true self, four aspects of self. So then these elements come forward, and I'm getting like a hot flush as I talk to her, and they bring in the wind to cool me down so that they can talk to me about what happened. So then they started explaining about they had to kind of upgrade my energy to be able to connect with this crystalline pyramid, which was constructed there by higher vibrational beings moons and moons ago. But Natasha and her kind of gang have, or the people that she interacts with and people in that area have actually activated this crystalline pyramid. And what is happening is that there's basically a split happening in Africa where the southernmost point is breaking off, southern, south, and north is kind of breaking off from each other. And they talk about the southernmost tip being the root chakra of the planet. So there's other root chakras on the planet, but this one is the strongest, apparently. It was, and now it's active. So it's almost like what they're explaining is this Kundalini awakening of the planet, starting in this part of the world, because no one knew to come here. There was too much chaos here. But they said no one would notice if they started this crystal pyramid and activated this pyramid, or you know, have this chakra or this these ley lines now active, so the grid could spread throughout the world and activate and have the whole world move up to have a spiritual awakening or Kundalini awakening to take us to the 5D, basically. And I thought that was like mind-blowing information. Like just that session was just like, I can't, like there's such interesting information.
Something that I remember.
It's so
Something I remember when I was in Cape Town, and I remember going like through this park. It's like a national park to get to like I think it might be the southernmost tip where you can see the water. Like it's like two different bodies of water. The oceans are converging
Cape
together,
Point.
and they talk about how dangerous it is for boats to go through there because of the con so that's that there that's being I'm being reminded of that. So I wonder if anyway that's something I don't know. So,
What you're describing is Cape Point. So this was in Gallus, but Cape Point, that place also has crazy energies. Every time I go there, I literally get taken into a spontaneous meditation. I have to like lie on a rock and like touch a rock because I literally am going out of body when I go there. The energies are intense. So you probably picked
wants
up
to see
on that. Something is
that
going on there.
happen.
Sorry?
So we're going to make a field trip to Cape Town now just to see you go into spontaneous meditation. I love
And you
it.
know, at Cape Point, there's a cabin like on the beach, on the side of the beach, and I've been wanting to stay there. And it's got like, I don't know, like many people can stay there. But can you imagine staying in those energies for a whole weekend in like a little cabin on the ocean? Like, sign me up. I want to be there like yesterday. So, yeah, you guys should definitely
I
come.
bet we could create that.
We will.
Yes. The mind
Very
starts
cool.
working. Right.
I just remember
Wow.
that being that just in itself, because I think that's the only place that happens is where those waters come together. It's like, how did they somehow there's a divide between these two oceans? These two oceans hit each other, you know, right at that point.
Exactly. So that must create a lot of energy, just that alone. And just, you know, the winds and the elements are so are so intense in this area. That's why there's so many shipwrecks on this coast. They call it the Cape of Good Hope, the Cape of Storms. We call it the Cape Doctor, actually, the wind. We call it the Cape Doctor because it blows out all the smog and the almost like, let's call it negative energies, whatever you want to call it, or dense frequencies out of the Cape. So I think it's quite pure here. That's why we call it the Cape Doctor. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Neat. I like that. The Cape Doctor.
I thought those were cool sessions, but that's the only three that
Yes.
I can think of right now. I've done honestly reduced, you know, I've done so many sessions, hundreds of sessions, and it's like it's hard to remember all of them unless I put them on my YouTube channel and I revisit. Right, Tracy? Can you also like stop? I can't like
I can't remember one I've
yeah.
done last week, let alone the first.
Oh,
Oh, I think
excuse
the first
me. Me
couple kind of stick with you longer
too.
because you're in such shock and awe of these amazing things. Like literally my
Yeah.
first session, my client went into a dragon and his dragon liked him. And that was, you know, for me, with all the dragon things I loved, it was just like a mind-blowing experience. So yeah, so I remember pieces of that one, but still not even to the extent. I just remember how his voice changed so much, and you know, he brought in the character of this lifetime with him. And so those kind of things can be. Have you ever had anyone speak a different language that they didn't know?
I've had light language, I think was the only thing.
Yeah.
Someone in QHS, she started speaking light language, and now that person is actually a light language facilitator and practitioner and teaches other people how to
Yeah.
do light language.
Yeah,
Her
light
name is
language is
Vanelda
so
Ludolf.
beautiful.
She's,
Yeah. It opens
yeah.
up. Yeah,
It
opens up
does.
those
Have you
things.
guys had, you probably had other languages, right?
Yeah, I had a gal that I took into a session, and she started speaking German, and I don't speak German, so I had to ask her if she could translate for me. And then at the end of the session, I was like, "I didn't know you spoke German." She goes, "I don't." And she was one that didn't remember her session. Like, I think out of all, I think that's only happened to me maybe twice, or two clients out of all the clients, and she was one of them. But she was speaking German and talking about all kinds of interesting things, but I had to get her to translate it for me. So it was really interesting. So then she spoke with a really strong German accent through her whole session. And then at the end of it, I
Amazing.
was like, "Yeah, I didn't know you spoke German." And she goes, "I don't speak German." And then she was funny because she didn't want to listen to her session because it freaked her out. And I'm like, "No, you got to go listen to the session." But hopefully she did. But yeah, that one to me was kind of mind blowing, where she spoke a language she didn't even know. And then when I asked her to speak English, she was such a strong German accent with it that I was like, how do you not speak German? You were like really embodying that.
Fully
So
into that character.
fully into it, just
Awesome.
brought that through real clear. Yeah. And then, so yeah, the other one that I had that was that didn't remember her session. She was walking on the beach with her guide, and then this ship comes to get her and takes her on this whole journey in the ship and everything, and then drops her back on the beach, and she's with her guide again, and she's walking back, and then that's so then we bring her out of that and then into her SC. But at the end, she was like, "Well, how come I ended up not getting a past life?" I was like, "What do you mean? What do you remember?" She goes, "Well, I was walking on a beach and we were going this way, and then I'm walking on the beach going that way. I didn't get a lifetime." And I'm like, "You need to go listen to your recording." And she her voice went, she did the same thing. Like, she so embodied the character that she brought in that she started speaking like a child at one point, and using the little childlike voice, and like her voice would change all over the board. And so every once in a while you get one of those, but it's most of the time everyone remembers their session really well.
A
But
lot of it, yeah. Or
yeah, a lot
you're
of it.
aware of it, yeah.
Yeah, but every once in a while you get the one that doesn't remember. And like I said, I've done hundreds of these, and I have two examples. So that tells you, you're not going to see that very often, but when it does come in, it's kind of exciting for that.
Right. But what's important is the information still comes in, and that's where people think, oh, I have to be out in order for that information to come in, and that is just
No.
not the case anymore.
No. It's not
Yeah.
true because some of the most powerful channels that I work with can remember everything afterwards and are completely conscious. They're just taken to a place in which they can relax. And those are the most powerful channels I know. So I
Yeah.
think not being able to remember is not necessarily a measure of the depth of trance. It just isn't.
No, not anymore. It used to be, but not now.
Yeah, not in my experience. Yeah.
No.
Also, with healings,
Yeah.
I
You
think you
read
guys
my
spoke about
mind.
healing
Thank you. I
as
was
well.
going to ask you.
No,
How
thanks. Oh shoot.
Very good.
Okay, so yeah, I also couldn't remember too many of the healings, even though there has been a lot. There was one recently. Yeah, Tracy, I can only remember my first couple of sessions, and then now the last like couple of weeks I can remember. So there was a girl who came in, one of my clients. She had some kind of eye situation. So if she looked in a certain like black corner, there would be like a black dot, and it was like so distracting. And then we asked in the higher self, we asked, okay, what is this now? And they said, okay, she's too scattered, she's too fleeting, she's too flighty, she needs to be more focused. So should we put that black dot so she can focus? And then they, of course, the light surgeons came in, and then they healed that. And then when she was sitting here afterwards, she's like, what? It's not there anymore. And she like starts crying because it's not
Oh,
there. But
wow.
also the lesson was learned. Yes, okay, focus more so you can accomplish more, don't be so flaky, basically. That was
Don't be
quite
so flaky.
interesting.
Love it.
I know. And that was also one, sorry. That was when right in the beginning, the girl's skin was very flaky, and then it was like flaking off her face. And then the higher self
Wow.
said, okay, she's too flaky. Once again, she needs to commit more. It was just so such an interesting because it's always so literal and so
So
direct,
literal.
isn't it?
I know
Yeah.
I'm always like, duh, and it's so literal. Like,
Yeah.
you can't make this stuff up. That's what's so
Can't. You can't.
right?
And also had a lot of people with joint problems, being, you know, them being inflexible, and then of course them being learning the lesson of being not having such a rigid tight grip on their reality, letting go of control. And thus they, you know, after the session they are able to actually walk properly when they come in almost limping. So the joint issues have been something which is a bit of a theme or a trend. But then also, you know, something like phobias should not be, it's quite profound too, because I've had a lady email me a couple of weeks ago and said, listen, this might sound like nothing to you, but I was in a room with a spider yesterday and I didn't freak out and have a panic attack, and that is like life changing. And I just want to thank you for that. I think it was some kind of past life connection, but that, you know, we shouldn't undermine these kinds of things like phobias that are completely like just something from the past. Yeah. So those, I think, have been all I can basically remember those kind of
Yeah, but
standing
those are
out
big
for the last
deals, you
couple of
know.
years.
It's like, oh, we think, oh, it has to be this miraculous thing.
Yeah.
No, anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, I had phobias that were, you know, corrected after, or they were gone after I had sessions. And it does. It completely changes everything. You know, I mean, I was claustrophobic and would never
Yes.
get on an elevator, and that, but that made it difficult and to do things.
Wow. And how did you rehabilitate yourself?
Oh, I just, by going through the session and understanding where it came from, you know, then I got it, and it all that then was going back to that life. And then after that, I just did it. I was like, okay, I had to remember. You know, it's the first time, it's like, yeah, that it's a habit to go, you know. And I was like, wait a
Yeah.
minute. No, it's okay. Let's just try it. And it was okay. And so, and but I do
Yeah.
find myself sometimes still going just out of habit, but then I just talk myself through it and I can go do it. So where before that never would have happened. I could not talk myself through it.
Yeah, that's what I like about QHHT as well, is it goes to the root of the problem, which is usually an emotional density within the body. It doesn't treat the symptom or, you know, whatever you see on the surface. It goes like deeper than other modalities, and I believe that's quite effective. Yeah. Of course, we're all the biggest proponents of our own modalities, and it's not to take away from
Absolutely.
anything
Well,
else,
this is the best one. No,
yeah.
that's what's so
Totally.
cool. Yeah, you know, and it is so cool. I mean, I think this one's, oh, well, anyway, yeah, of course, I'm, you know, I have favorites. But what's interesting, I have noticed that is that, you know, let's look back definitely 20 years, but even 10 years ago, we didn't have all of this. So just really the things like that shows you the shifting that's happening. You know, when we have more people coming out, you know, doing more things, it's like that's the shift. You know, now we're the best, but you
I agree. I'm sorry. I'm really biased.
nailed it. Why even look anywhere else? So I love that. Yeah,
Very
and
cool.
so many profound things through these practices of the journey of the QHHT and stuff. But that veil is thinning, you know, and when people are coming through and you know they're coming in and they're sitting down for the interview and they're already giving so many of the answers. And that's something too that is so exciting to see. Whereas before, you know, we really had to dig in to do the work, but because there's so much information out there, and your mom's books and all the things that she said in the YouTube videos, and as you carry it forward and continue to educate people, it just opens that door for people to be so connected that there's no veil between you and that higher self anymore. And for me, it seems like it just gets easier and easier. As long as we can help each other understand, you're already communicating with that part. So let's just relax and trust what's coming in and see how many more answers we can get. Because I've noticed, and I'm sure Erica, you have too, is when they come in and, you know, we have you guys set up questions for your sessions, right? And so when you come in with your questions, when you wrote those questions, you probably were already getting the answers, right? And so it's really important that if that's still the answer that's coming in, go ahead and say it because you don't know the next question Erica and I are going to ask you, you know, that might evolve that answer. So but it's so amazing as doing this over the years, how the sessions have changed and that connection with that higher self and that subconscious mind. those parts of you, there's the information is ready to come flowing in. So yeah, that's just relax and trust it and let the session flow. You're gonna have a
We're back
great
to that
session.
trust word again.
Back to the trust word. Yeah, just
This
trust
is what
your information.
I like about QHHT is as well is it's like you're not going externally to find an answer from a psychic or an astrologer or a tarot or a card reader. You're going internally to get the answers from yourself. And I always tell my clients, like, that's literally my role on this planet, is to make you know that you have all the answers within, not without, as we've been taught since childhood. You know, so that your first thought and your first visual is always the right thought, is always the right visual. You have the answers. We do not need to go externally for this information anymore because we have it. And
And
that's
that,
why I like think QHHT is so profound.
I completely agree. That way, you know, what we're doing is we're empowering people to trust themselves, to know that they have the answers. You know, it's take your power back. We hear that so much. And now that is the big message. Take your power back. And I feel like that's number one, what we're doing. And we're showing people how to make this connection, how to trust what get allow the answers and then trust the answers.
And it's not like you need more than one session. Like one session is enough to make a profound enough impact in your life. It doesn't create dependency as these other techniques, you know, do. As in, like, I have to go back to my tarot card reader now because she's got the answers and I don't have the answer. Like that is disempowering, as you said. So
Nothing against the readers out there. I mean, you're fantastic and everything. It's just this is how this method works. So
I would just say, as a reader, as you know, as you guys can see, I have a bunch of cards right here. As a reader, I like to inform people that, you know, we're going to look at potential outcomes. We're going to do that, but you have the power. I always tell people, don't give me your power. I'm going to tell you, but you get to make choices on those pieces of information, and that can change your outcome, alter your outcome. But science has proven that once you look at something, it changes. So you know, when people are looking for readings, it's like, just so you know, once we look at this, it will change because your energy around it will change, which is going to manifest something different. So just you can create from that
I'm
information.
the same. Yeah, I mean, I'm the same. I'm also a card reader, and I realized I love tarot. Like, that's the most powerful divination tool on earth. Like, literally, it makes you get in touch with your own intuition, your own internal guidance system, if you're reading cards for yourself. But I realized with those card readings, people kept on messaging me because they kept on wanting to get more information, and I was getting like inundated with requests for card reading sessions, and I just thought, and I'm not even like a professional reader, so that's what I realized, that dependency on the external answer to what we actually already know. We know ourselves the best, you know. But yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm like the massive fan of cards, divination tools.
They
Yeah, I think they all
really
have
give you
their place.
insight.
Yeah, but if you ultimately, I mean, if you want to get your ultimate answer and the best answer for you, I mean, and a reader is going to tell you that you have the answers, get them yourself, you know, go inside and see what resonates here, see what you want to do. You're ultimately going to have to go back to yourself and
Absolutely. It's like when they say, if you're trying to decide on something, get a coin, flip it, you know, assign it heads or tails, and then flip it. And then before it even lands, which one are you hoping for? That's your answer. You don't even wait for it to land. You just, oh, I hope it's heads. You know, there's your answer. So, yeah, so cool. Well,
Very cool.
we got about 6 minutes left over here. So do we want to get some information from Erica about how do people book appointments with you?
Yeah,
And
absolutely. Erica, how do
since
people find you? I mean, I know you said it, but let's say it again, how they can find you, how they can book an appointment with you. Yeah, all those good.
Yes. So if you are in Cape Town or you can make your way here, which there's no excuse not to come here, it's the coolest city on earth, like literally is, you can go to my website. It's called qhht.co.za. And you can make a booking through there or just email me via that email. But also check out my YouTube channel. It's called QHHT Cape Town. I've had hundreds of thousands of views on there as well. It's doing really well. So I would appreciate support in that sense. And yeah, that's how people can get hold of me and come see me here in Cape Town.
We
That's
have
it.
one more place, one more
Yes,
location.
one more place.
Let's see if Erica knows what it is.
What is that? There's one more place where people can
QHHTOfficial.com.
find you. Where do you think that might be?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Facebook.
Well,
Okay.
hey,
Yeah.
no,
Okay, so two more
QHHT
questions. Oh, no.
official.
What? Oh, the official. Sorry. The QHHTofficial.com
I put her on the
website.
spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So if you're
You
looking for
guys.
practitioner anywhere, QHHTofficial.com. Also, we have, there's a lot of classes going on right now, and I want to just pop that out there to everybody. We don't have, as the level one, two, and threes are not in person anymore because they do so much better online. But we do have the level one companion classes. Anyone that has taken one or two, go check out those level one companions. I know it says level one, but it's really a companion class where you
A
get to practice
refresher.
a refresher. You're getting level three insights and input. They're wonderful classes. Go check those out on the official.com page too. QHHTofficial.com. What else do we want to say? Anything else? What
I have
about?
something to say.
Yes.
Sorry, I just like last. I was watching you guys' interview last. When was it? Last week with Saba, I believe was her name, right? The previous
Yes.
QHHT
Yeah.
practitioner. And I was watching. I was listening to the session, but you guys posted it onto Facebook. And then I had my phone in my pocket while I was listening because I couldn't like lock the phone. And then I thought it was such a cool session, by the way. I love the Q&A. She's just such a fabulous individual. And then the next day, I check on Facebook, and I've got like someone liked a comment that I posted on that video. So I did like a pocket post apparently because my phone was in my pocket, and it was the creepiest sticker. It was like literally like someone's hand with like red nails, like with like a red rose, like handing a red rose. Baba liked that sticker. So I just want to say I did not post that. I literally immediately deleted it. I just want to tell her that I did not post that. Like it was a pocket
So
post. And I think
funny.
there was an angry, and I think there was an angry face as
Oh my
well.
gosh.
Like, so Jesus. Anyway, so that was not me. I'm sorry about that. That was a pocket comment. So just want to put that out there.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just anyway, continue, you guys.
Continue on. I got my public apology to Saba out there. And I hope that everybody, all of us, get to meet at some point because it is so fun to get to know each other. And meeting in person is always so much fun, like the reunions. And
Yeah.
do you guys have plans for the next one?
We do, but we're not quite ready to announce yet. So I'll just do a little teaser. Our next one will be in Europe. So hopefully you'll be able to make it there, Erica. So just it's
Oh.
closer.
Is that the level three reunion, right? Which one is it? Or
Or
just a
just
general reunion?
QHHT.
It'll be just a
Okay.
QHHT practitioner, and then we always have a special
Yeah.
get together for the level threes that are there.
Okay.
So yeah.
Great. Awesome. Sounds
Anyway,
interesting.
yeah, it'll be in Europe. We'll be announcing it. We're still finalizing plans, so we're not quite ready to announce, but we're getting really close. Exciting.
Anybody, anyone else that thinks they would like to jump on this journey to be a practitioner, Julia, tell them how they do that.
Yeah, go to QHHTofficial.com and you can get all the information you need on that homepage. And as well as in the menu bar, you'll see information on all these different courses and things. So just see if it resonates with you and go with that. Tracy, you have a coupon code if anybody wants a discount off of that level
Yeah.
one course.
If you would like 10% off, please put in the magic is real. It's all one word. The magic is real, and you'll get 10% off that level one course. So go check it out. See if this is the right thing for you. We love it.
We
Yeah.
think it's the
Absolutely.
best. So, what it
Yep.
almost sounded like one of those commercials, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend it. We think this is the best. It's
Shameless.
5 out of 5.
It's shameless. Shameless self-promotion, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's yes,
So,
it's amazing.
yeah, you
So
can see all the, you can get access to the courses. And then also, like we said, we have the level one companions live and they're going on in different places and they're always popping up all over the world. So keep an eye out for those.
yeah.
And we'd love to have you if this is something that resonates with you.
And if they're looking for a practitioner,
Yeah, same website, QHHTofficial.com, and go to find a practitioner. And then look wherever you're willing to travel. Because we have practitioners all over the world. And just look as to what area, like how far are you willing to travel? And then do your due diligence. See who resonates with you. Check them out. You will know the person. This goes back to trusting yourself. You will know the right person for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you have that too, Erica, where people come in and they're like, yeah, I was looking and your picture just jumped out and I just knew it had to be you, or they watch your video and they're just connecting with you and wanting to have those kind of sessions. You guys will know, and you're going to go on a journey with that person. So make sure they feel like they resonate for you. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it.
Yes. Thank
All right.
you again. Okay, so yeah, so I think we got all the places that you are, Erica, right? Yeah, we got all those down because we want everybody to find you. Thank you
That's
so
right.
much for being here with us. This is fantastic. And
Yeah, such an honor to
congratulations.
speak to you guys. Yes, and
It's
thank you
been
so
my
much,
honor.
Tracy, for being the. Sorry.
I said it's been my honor to be on this journey with you. It's been so fun.
Yes. And just thank you for just your fabulous knowledge and your wisdom on the level three course. It was just, yeah, profound connecting with you guys. And I love your necklace. What is it, Tracy?
This I
Can
got
you show
this
it
in
after?
Idaho this weekend, and let's see
Oh,
if I can
it's
get a little
so
close.
cool.
I got it because it looked like something sci-fi. So like, that was a
Yes.
little ET like. I think I need that.
There
So
you
yeah,
go.
very much. All right, you guys.
You're
Well, thank
cool.
you, everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.